Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, June is a very important month at BIMI. We have two major events every year. We have our Candidate School, and then we also have Enrichment Week. Well, you may be wondering, what are those things all about? Well, Canada School, of course, is when we have new missionaries coming here to be approved as missionaries, or those coming back for the second year to get further training. When God's working in the heart of some person or family, and they feel like God's calling them into mission work, what do they do? Where did they go? How do they get help? How do they get their questions answered? Well, that's part of what we do here. When someone feels called, they may contact us and we'll chat with them and find out, would they be a good match for BIMI? And there's a preliminary application on our website, and they send us their college transcripts, and they have a physical, and they get letters of recommendation from their pastor and some others, and they write out their testimony. They read, of course, our doctrine, policies, and those things. And then they can be invited to come here again for what we call Candidate School, which just took place last week. Now, the first 2 days of that Candidate School, the pastors on our Board of Trustees come in. We have about 25 at any given time, maybe one less, maybe one more, but about 25 pastors from independent Baptist churches who come in and work with us and help us do the screening and approving of new missionaries. And then we have Candidate School, and it actually is a very intense time of school or training. Young missionaries come in who've never done it before and have no idea. And we cover topics like what pastors expect from missionaries and what missionaries ought to expect on deputation or going out and raising their support, how to write a prayer letter, and husband and wife relationships, or maybe someone serving single. We talk about financing and budgets and the missionary's personal life and missionary ethics and, of course, finances and anything related to helping them get to the mission field. And, of course, that's for the first-year people, but all those people come back the following year. They're all here together, but they're taking different classes, like classes about church planning and how do you deal with church problems and practical steps to plan a church on the mission field. And medical issues, what happens if you get sick, and dealing with insurance, and then cross-cultural pitfalls and how to avoid some of those things, and culture shock and crisis respond, and missionary children and child rearing, and then looking at missions as the job of a lifetime. Now, mission trips are good and they're practical, but we here at BIMI, we believe that being a full-time missionary is to give your life to go wherever God calls you, to plant yourself and learn the culture, learn the language, and then teach those people about Christ and start a church and all those things. But there's so much involved in it. So Candidate School is an intensive week from early in the morning till late. And on Friday night, it's like a graduation service. We have a pinning ceremony, actually, when they receive a BIMI pin that goes on their lapel for the guys and their dress or blouse for the ladies. And so it's a very important time every year when those of us in leadership and directors, we're very, very busy. But we get to spend quality time with these young people who God has called to take the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ somewhere around the world.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.